Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Oh, that they are beloved by us, by you probably as well. Again, 760-2010, 866-760-2010 is our toll-free number, or you can pledge online at WPLN.org. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Anita Bug is in with me as we start to gear up to tune up those engines, or, well,
okay. Rev up.
Rev them up, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. You know, they're talking about tuning up.
It's true.
They absolutely are.
And that's kind of what we're doing.
And this is our kind of our regular maintenance. You know, it's not however many miles, it's however many months. Once in the fall, once in the spring, we take a week and a day, and we talk about how public radio is made, and we make sure that you know that you are a vital, vital part of that. You're the gas in our engine. We need to add some oil, and mm-hmm. that's you. Mm-hmm. Any kind of fluid you can add into your car, that's what you serve here at Nashville Public Radio.
You keep the engine running smoothly, folks. 760-2010, online at WPLN.org. This might be kind of your routine maybe on a Saturday morning. You're listening to the end of Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon and Into the Car Talk guys and yucking it up a little bit, having some fun as you get ready to head out the door to do your many tasks today. We ask you to take 90 seconds to support Nashville Public Radio with a pledge. Everybody that pledges right now, you got a shot at a drawing. Going to give away $1,000 gift card to Target stores to use any way you'd like to use. One lump sum, break it up into little bitty chunks, and maybe it's supply time. You know, I have supply trips. It's like, okay, it's time to get the supplies.
Running all the errands.
You can do that. If there's something you've been eyeing, some electronics that you've been eyeing, well, here's a great chance for one lucky WPLN listener. You don't have to pledge to be entered in the drawing. You can be registered for the drawing. We encourage folks that have been on bank draft to infinity and beyond to get in on the drawing. And by the way, we're going to have two drawings. So if you pledge now, you're automatically entered and entered for both. 760-2010 online. It is WPLN.org.
Now, I don't know what it is about Car Talk, but mm-hmm. we do know that Car Talk fans tend to be people who especially like to have stuff with their favorite show on it. You know, and it always makes me think of when I first started interning at WPLN a very long time ago.
I was
the man who is now my husband, who wasn't yet, but was in my life. My then boyfriend said, "Hey, do you think maybe they'll have a Car Talk mug hanging around the station somewhere that you could bring back?" Specifically, a Car Talk mug is what he was interested in. And I'm pleased to say that we are offering right now, as a thank you gift, at the $120 level, a Car Talk dipstick mug, vibrant yellow. They say sure to attract attention on your desk or kitchen counter because, you know, Car Talk does always attract attention. I imagine those guys attract attention with those laughs anywhere they go. And the mug will do the same thing. 760-2010 to take advantage of that or whatever thank you gift is available at the appropriate giving level for you. And it's what level is right for your budget. We're not going to tell you a number. That is entirely just what suits you, what is comfortable to you. WPLN.org is the place to go if you want to pledge online, or our toll-free number is 866-760-2010.
Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the Communications Department here at Car Talk Plaza.
Yes, indeed. Today's program is dedicated to communicating clearly, or maybe in our case, grunting clearly.
Well, we have some examples, I guess, of not communicating clearly. Is that right?
Yes, we do. We have here some clippings that are apparently from real, actual church bulletins. And these are some examples of how not to communicate clearly. Someone actually has taken these out of a church bulletin, like here's one. "Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Don't forget your husband."
Your wife wrote that, didn't she?
Here's another one. "This morning's sermon, Jesus walks on the water. Tonight's sermon, where is Jesus?" How about this one? "Weight Watchers will meet at 7 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church. please use large double doors at the side entrance. And finally, the associate minister unveiled the church's new tithing campaign slogan last Sunday. I upped my pledge, up yours.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention upping one's pledge, because that's what we're here to do today, after we clearly communicate why your station needs the money.
Right. And don't forget, I've upped my pledge.
Let's take a call, 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from Bakersfield, California.
Hi, Tammy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be on your show.
And we're so excited to talk to you.
Bakersfield is where Perry Mason used to send Paul Drake.
Paul Drake.
All the time. He'd taken a big lungful of air. Paul, I need you to go to Bakersfield. I don't know what the heck was in Bakersfield. I've been there, and there ain't much going on.
Wait. Tammy is not old enough to even know who you're talking about.
Oh, no. I used to watch Perry Mason when I was a kid.
Yeah.
A kid.
Yeah, well, Tommy was watching him when he was in his 40s.
You only sound about 20 now.
Anyway, right. What's going
That's
on,
beside
Tammy?
The
All
point.
All right, guys. Now, this is going to be something that is just going to freak you out, I think. But,
go ahead.
My boyfriend has a 1992 Buick Roadmaster.
Uh-huh.
The Ride.
The Ride. We call them Buick Road Monsters.
Yeah. Now, what happens is this car will be sitting in the driveway, not moving, and it will growl at you. It goes, I'm not kidding. It's not on. And I'll walk up to it, and it will go, I cannot figure out what this is.
You know, now, it's funny because Buicks have done that for a long time.
They have. Growling Buick.
I'm thinking it has some unresolved territorial issues. It doesn't like me in the driveway.
Well, it might be growling when dogs come by, because dogs famously pee on car wheels. You know, so it might have some kind of a sensor. A dog comes by and it does a... I bet you there's not a dog in the neighborhood that comes near your car.
But this car is scaring the neighbors.
Oh,
they hear it too.
And how long does the growl last? Like 15, 20 seconds, 30 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last night I replicated the problem.
Oh.
I went out and I opened the door. I sat in the driver's seat, put the key in the ignition, just touched the key to the ignition, and then I stood up real fast and it stopped.
Right.
And then it was coming from under the left, in the vicinity of the left rear wheel.
The left.
Boy, now see, you have done a lot of homework. Most people would just call us and tell us, I hear this funny noise. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what it is.
And they'd leave us the twist in the wind. But not you, Tammy.
Boy, that is beautiful.
Well, thank
we
you.
Want callers like this every week.
Yeah, we did, except that it's unfortunately the last little. How confident are you that the noise is coming from the left rear?
That's the only thing I didn't like.
Yeah.
That is the best location I can determine, because as soon as I stand up, it stops.
Okay, I think it's coming from the left front, actually.
Okay.
Here's what I think is wrong. This car probably has an air suspension system. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Which can level the car when you put weight in it.
Uh-oh,
okay.
I need to lose weight.
Well, it may be. I was trying to figure out how to delicately ask you what you weigh. Yeah.
Well, she weighs 210, but she's 7 feet tall.
Actually, I'm almost 6 feet tall.
You are?
Yes.
Well, this,
yes.
This car has sensors which tell this system to come on. And it can come on any time and level the car. So if there's a leak in the system and the suspension in the rear starts to go down, in other words, the rear bumper is getting too close to the ground, it'll turn on this pump, which is under the hood. And
that's exactly it.
Yeah, I'm assuming the pump is in front. I could be wrong about that, in which case, you know, it could be coming from the back. But I'm 90% sure that the pump is in the front.
It is the pump. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and you can replicate this even better by opening up the hood, maybe, and having your boyfriend sit in the trunk. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or bounce on the bumper or some such thing.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and you should be, so that, and it doesn't mean there's anything necessarily wrong with it, but if the system is leaking down too fast, then the pump will come on more than it should. I mean, ideally, the pump's not going to come on at all unless you put weight in the car.
If it's happening without anyone in the car or anyone even near the car, then it probably has a little teeny leak in it somewhere.
I see.
Yeah, but I would think that's what it is. But on the other hand, if it's keeping the dogs away, you may want to leave it.
The next door neighbor said to me, "Does that car have gas?" He wasn't talking about ethanol.
He wasn't, no.
Well, that may be it.
Tammy, we wish you the very best.
Well, thanks, guys.
All right. See you later.
Talk to you later. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, now there's an example of the benefits of clear communication.
Tammy's car was certainly telling her something.
That's right. Either its air suspension system was having a problem,
or the mailman was coming up the front walk.
Well, now it's time for a form of clear and easy to understand communication between the station and its listeners.
Yeah, this is also known as cajoling, I think.
That's right. And since the volunteers here have all been awake for 72 hours straight.
Smells more like 96 hours.
Well, could be. They may not be too coherent, so we'll make the case for them in our usual eloquent style.
Yeah, like, are you going to pledge or what?
I mean, do we have to come out there and lay a beating on you? You think we've got all day here? So start dialing.
Seriously, these programs only exist because of your past pledges, and they'll only exist tomorrow because of your pledge today. So what do you say? You think that was clear?
Well, I think so. Our producer, Dougie's writing a check.
Yeah, but he's using your checkbook.
Please call in your pledge. Here's the number to call.
Preferably with your checkbook.
We'll take Doug's.
I'll take Doug's for sure.
Yeah.
760-2010. Online, it is WPLN.org.
You know, I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing. The Car Talk guys, there's always just something about it, even if they're just being, well, often as they are, just being kind of stupid. It's so much fun because you know that they're actually really, really smart guys deep down underneath there. They know things about engines and the mechanics of these cars that I just can't even imagine understanding. But yet they make it so much fun. My eyes could be rolling back in the back of my head as not mechanically inclined as I am. But I love listening to them. I love listening to them, you know, honing in and figuring out and having a really fun time and ribbing whoever it is. And they're really good with those guesses about the names and the spellings.
They really are. Where you're from, they know a lot about the country. They know a lot about music, too. They're musically inclined, folks. Did you know that?
I did not realize that.
Absolutely. You hear all that kind of bluegrass music playing in the background? Those boys can play some bluegrass.
Why aren't they down here in Nashville right now? 760-2010, 866-760-2010, because I guess they kind of actually are. They are in Nashville on our radio air. If you like it there, if you like making sure that they are always here on your Saturday mornings to be part of getting your weekend going, having a little bit of fun on the public radio airwaves, we ask that you do support that with a pledge to your station. WPLN.org is the place to go to pledge online. Right now, Import Auto Maintenance is adding $25 on to renewing pledges. We've got a dollar-for-dollar match for new members and something fun coming up Monday evening as well.
Indeed. There's four digits involved in this. It's a 1 and 3 zeros. $1,000 gift card to Target stores. We'll be giving that away. You got to get your name in the drawing by 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is the deadline on Monday evening. And everybody pledging, you're automatically entered. Don't have to pledge to be entered. If you're on bank draft, like we say, into infinity and beyond, please do get registered. Online, it's WPLN.org. And again, when you pledge, you're automatically entered. And we appreciate your support this morning. If you enjoy Car Talk, we've got some Car Talk stuff for you as well. So you can be entered in the drawing and get some Car Talk stuff. $60 level, $5 a month. $5 a month. And if you're buying synthetic oil, it probably costs you more for a quart of oil than it does for $5 a month for your public radio station. It's a Car Talk reusable shopping bag. Now, I don't know.
You can haul some of those $1,000 of purchases from Target with your gift card that you won.
I've been using reusable bags, and let me tell you, they actually, you can put a lot of stuff in there. It's just really, really amazing how much it can handle. But this particular bag has on it, it features phrases from Tom and Ray, including, "This bag is recycled just like my brother's jokes, and my other reusable bag is from a good NPR show."
Good in giant red letters.
It's a way cool bag. And we also have the Car Talk cap. That's $120 pledge level, $10 a month on your bank draft or on your credit card. And it's a black cap, by the way. 100% cotton, Red and yellow Car Talk wrench logo on the front. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe in yellow on the back. 760-2010 is the number to call to make your pledge. Get in on the gear as well. Online, WPLN.org.
Show the world that you love Car Talk. Show the world that you like to, that you have really good taste, actually, despite what they might say about themselves during the course of the show. And show your station a little bit of love as well. Help us pay for Car Talk and all the other fun kind of programs that you get to hear on the weekend. We try to take a little bit of a lighter approach on the weekend because when else can you do it? 760-2010 if you appreciate that. 866-760-2010. WPLN.org. Pledge at an amount that is comfortable for you and for your budget, for your listening level. We're glad to hear from you. 760-2010, WPLN.org.
Ha, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And it looks like we were able to communicate effectively with at least some of our listeners.
You mean they coughed it up, huh?
Yeah. And you have a few more examples of ineffective communication, don't you? I know you do.
Well, these are a few more clippings from the church bulletins. I mean, who writes these church bulletins? Here's one. The pastor would appreciate it if the ladies of the congregation would offer him their electric girdles for the pancake breakfast next Sunday morning. I guess that's a misspelling, right?
Hey, you never know.
You have an electric girdle to make pancakes? All right, here's one more. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs.
It's amazing, isn't it? Just one misplaced phrase or pronoun can make you look like a complete dope.
In our case, we don't have to misplace anything.
If you'd like to talk to us about your car, the number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Todd from Rollinsville, Colorado.
Hey, Todd, what's cooking, man?
Well, I've got a 1975 International Scout.
Really?
Yes, and it's more of a yard truck than anything else. I was out picking up wood with it, firewood, a couple of days ago. And I drove it over to the site, no problem, get back in it, throw it in gear, and nothing. Won't go forward. Drive second, first, wouldn't function at all.
So it's automatic transmission?
Automatic transmission.
It was automatic. It's now no transmission.
It was automatic. It's now no transmission. I actually ended up driving this thing home with a full load of wood, floor to ceiling, wall to wall, 4.5 miles of mountain roads here in Colorado, in reverse, like any good hard-headed American would do. And haven't been able to get it going since.
Oh, yeah. Well, so reverse works.
Reverse works great.
Well, I'd get some really big mirrors.
Yeah.
And go for it.
Yeah.
Take it right on the highway.
So you said this is your, would you classify it, your garden truck or whatever, your yard truck?
Yeah, it gets used to plow the driveway. It gets used to pick up wood a couple times a year. That's about it. And I did forget to mention, it's funny you said about the mirrors, because in being a work truck for all these years, it has absolutely no mirrors. They've all been smashed off by now.
Well,
time to get some new ones. No, I'm afraid you need a transmission.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not unusual.
Oh, he knew that.
Yeah, you were hoping that we told you number 7 fuse burned out, the fuse that controls all of the forward gears. Yeah.
I mean, no. I would go down to my local junkyard and see if they have a Scout with a transmission in it.
They're getting pretty tough to come by.
Yeah, when you go to the junkyard to look for a transmission, maybe you should just look for another vehicle.
Well, you'll be there, you know, you might as well.
Yeah, I mean, that would be... What did you find this one? Or did you buy it new?
Oh, yeah, I bought it when I was 3 years old.
So you came across this and you fell in love with it. These are kind of cool vehicles.
They're really cool. And, you know, I live right on the Continental Divide. I take it up four-wheeling once in a while. I do have a bit of nostalgia for it, but...
No, it's a great vehicle.
I don't know how much I want to dump into this.
Well, the problem is that even when these were popular, they weren't very popular.
No.
You know, so it's going to be hard to find any kind of parts. If you decided to have the transmission rebuilt, you'd have to, first of all, get some transmission mechanic out of the old age home and get him to do it. So you might find that it's cheaper to just get a replacement vehicle than it is to try to fix this thing.
Yeah, and also, if there's a good junkyard around, they have a network, and they might be able to find one anywhere in the United States, and they can get it to you.
Okay.
So go to a junkyard. If they don't have one, ask them to put it on the wire.
Yeah, and if they don't hit the wire, doesn't help. See if they can put the scout on the fire. That's where it's going to go. But look around for another car. I think it may be time.
All right. Sounds fair enough.
See you, Todd.
Good luck, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, I mean, with four-wheel drive and all that, it's going to cost a fortune to even to replace the thing is going to be a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's 30 years old.
Yeah. Think of how bad you looked when you were 30. 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I'm calling from Sacramento, California. And my type of car is an 88 Honda Civic, actually hatchback.
88 Civic?
Yes.
Hatchback.
Yes, and I purchased the car about 4 months ago, and about a month ago, it got stolen from my driveway. And then I got it back about 4 days after it got stolen, and I noticed these white, clear spiders everywhere on my car. And so what happened was I went to the movies, I came out to my car, and there was at least 20 on the outside of my car, and I opened the car door, and there was at least 20 on the inside. And they're just little clear white spiders with these little sacks on the back. And I'm thinking,
Were they whistling, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to which we go.
But what
sacks.
I found out later is they're black widow, they're baby black widow spiders.
Oh, no!
Are infested in my car. They are everywhere.
Do you have an ex-husband? I mean, what a very clever thing.
Man, what a movie.
Oh,
what a Columbo mystery.
Oh, God, it's you steal the
you
car.
You steal the car.
Who would steal an 88 Civic?
No reason.
Unless
you wanted to put the larvae. Heather, you've got an enemy somewhere.
Do you have an ex anything?
No, I don't. I've never been married, and I have a current boyfriend, but he loves me.
Do you have a trust fund?
No.
Have you made out your will?
No.
I would. Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Well, isn't it insidious that they start off white?
How did you find this out?
Okay. So I took my car to the...
How? How'd you get it there? You didn't get in the thing, did you?
I had to.
You got in the car at the time you didn't know they were Black Widows because they were white?
I didn't know because they were white. So now I go to the car wash and I'm power spraying the engine, I'm power spraying the undercarriage, and I'm trying to get rid of them.
You can't get rid of them. Didn't you ever hear the teensy spider? They get washed out, but they come back.
I did that. When I got home, I looked underneath my car, and there was the mom. I mean, it was just the female Black Widow with her hourglass, and she was huge. And then I called it's UC Davis. It's a local university here. And I called their entomology department and asked all about Black Widows, and she says, oh, that is what you have. And I asked for suggestions, and, I mean, basically she says they hate extreme heat and extreme cold, and I am such at a loss, and I don't know what to do.
No, they got.
Well, I know the answer.
I know too.
Set the car on fire.
Yeah, that'll work.
Man, how? But, what did, at UC Davis? Did they say how they could have gotten there? I mean, are Black Widow spiders roaming the streets?
No,
reproducing at will.
My car, when I bought it, had a blown head gasket, so it sat for 9 months prior to me buying it.
Oh, that's what it is. I mean, they've been in there.
Okay, yeah. So you know where mommy is.
I killed her, yeah.
You, like, stomped on her?
I killed her with a shovel.
You weren't worried that she was going to, like, run up your pant leg?
No, because I
tell you, I would have thrown the keys on the front seat and walked away, and never to return.
Well, you know, that is one disadvantage of letting your car sit for a long period. You do that with your car, don't you, Tommy, the MG?
Sitting right
sit
now.
How long has it been sitting?
I'm never going to go near it again.
Have your wife drive it.
Hon, back out the car, will you? I'll meet you at the hospital.
God.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, if heat kills them and cold, is it they don't like cold or is that it kills them?
The cold in high elevations will actually, they cannot live there, so that will actually kill them.
Oh, here's what you do. You enroll in AAA. You get AAA Plus. Okay? And you want...
I got it.
Right? You call them up like... the next day, and you tell them your car has broken down, and the repair shop is at the top of the highest mountain around.
Right. In Tibet. And could they tow it there?
Leave the thing there.
But you have a swami who's on a mountain in Tibet, and he's going to fix the car.
Because it's the wrong season now. Even the mountains aren't going to be frozen. Heat. But see, even the desert heat, even if you took the thing to Death Valley, that's an appropriate name for this thing, isn't it? It wouldn't be hot enough to kill them. But now that you've killed the mother,
yes,
don't you think the kids are going to be angry?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're pissed off.
And they know where you live.
Yeah. You need a pro. Well, this is one of the most interesting calls we've ever had.
Wow.
And the fact that you found the mother and hit her with a shovel. Don't ever hit your mother with a shovel. It makes a bad
impression on her head.
Anyway.
Hey, Heather, thanks for... I wish I could say thanks for calling, but I got the creepy willies now.
and he's checking his underwear right now. See you later.
So long.
You guys have a good day.
Bye.
You know, I still have nightmares about that call. I dreamt the other night that two guys were in my driveway planting black widow spiders all over my car.
I've got news for you. You weren't dreaming.
That wasn't a dream? Well, how come in the dream it was you and Bugsy and you were both wearing yellow sundresses?
I don't think we need to discuss that.
And wands. You had wands. You were waving wands around.
Well, obviously, planting black widow spiders in someone's car is one way to get a message across, but we prefer the more straightforward approach.
And it goes something like this. This station is your connection to the rest of the world. Now, you might be connected to breaking news somewhere, or you might be just connected to a couple of bozos in a garage in Boston.
And the way the station survives is through donations made by its listeners, i.e., you. And we need one of those donations from you right now.
As they say, to keep this important institution going.
Hey, if this place is an institution, doesn't that mean that we're institutionalized?
Don't give anybody any ideas.
Stay connected to the world by making your pledge now. Here's the number to call.
It's 760-2010. We have a toll-free number as well. It's 866-760-2010. And you can pledge online anytime, safe and secure. It's WPLN.org. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Anita Bug, would you have had the fortitude to go after the Black Widow spider with the shovel? Well, unless I wanted to walk away from the car, as they suggested, yes.
See, I would too, and then you're just squirming. Well, okay, whatever. Whether you're squirming or you have what it takes to kill a spider with the shovel.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Either way, obviously there's a place at Car Talk for you. 760-2010 to support these laughs with a pledge. 866-760-2010. Online, you can pledge at WPLN.org. If we hear from you right now, we are going to enter you in a drawing. The prize is a $1,000 gift card to Target. You can spend it at the store. I'm sure you can go to Target online and spend it there as well, whichever suits you best. One person's going to win it. 7 o'clock Monday evening is the deadline to be entered in that drawing, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. Now, you don't have to pledge to be entered, but this is a great chance. Say you pledged in the spring, you pledged during ePledge, you want to go ahead and get in on that drawing as well. We do hope, if you haven't pledged yet this year, that we'll hear from you, that we'll hear some support from you. Help us pay for Car Talk. Help us pay for all the programs that you listen to on WPLN with whatever contribution suits you best. 760-2010 is our phone number. Our toll-free line is 866-760-2010. And you can pledge online at WPLN.org.
When you make the pledge, you're automatically entered in the drawing. $1,000 gift card for Target. Going to have a drawing later on this week. Well, you're automatically entered in that as well when you make the pledge now. Plus, if you'd like the Car Talk gear, we'd love to send something your way. We've got a Car Talk cap. It's $120 pledge level, black, 100% cotton. Got the Car Talk wrench logo. I think it's red and yellow on the front, and embroidered on the front, and on the back is Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. Or the Car Talk reusable shopping bag. It's a $60 pledge. Now, we know you wouldn't get a bag that costs $60, and we know you wouldn't buy a hat that costs $120. But it's your way of showing I support public radio and I love this show.
Because really, that money, that $120, it's going to Car Talk. It's going to the actual show. And then the hat is just a little token of appreciation. So keep in mind, what we're asking you to do is not to buy a hat. We're asking you to pay for programming.
That's
plain and simple. 760-2010. That's right. Everything.
Not just Car Talk. All the news and information. Everything that you get from 90.3, 91.7, 91.5. Everything that you get when you make the pledge, you're paying for that. 760-2010. Online, it is WPLN.org. New members, if you've never made the call before, take advantage of all of this. You know, get the hat or get the reusable bag. Get entered in the drawing, and you get your pledge matched dollar for dollar. Thanks to longtime renewing members. We've said a few names this morning. Let's say them again.
Okay.
Raymond Kazub of Sparta, Judy and Richard Kane of Nashville, Dave and Mary Kay Walton of Nashville, and Krista Hedstrom of Ridgetop. That's one of, I think, somewhere between 70, probably more than 70 folks, renewing members, anteed up extra dough just to say, we'll welcome you aboard, match you dollar for dollar. It's very rare that you get the chance to double your investment in something, and that's exactly what you do when you make the pledge right now. For the first time, don't delay. 90 seconds. You can talk to a friendly phone volunteer. Love to talk to you. Or you can go online and take your time. Check out the news page.
We're a little biased, but yeah, take a look, see what's been going on, and you might go, oh yeah, I remember that story. I like that story. Support that story. 760-2010, 866-760-2010. Online, you can pledge at WPLN.org. Take a look at the thank you gifts that are available at different giving levels. Take a look at, remind yourself what this programming is and what you think about it and what you want to support of it. 760-2010, we thank you for that support as you make that call. And as we go back to Car Talk, WPLN.org and 760-2010. Thanks.
Ha! We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and clear communication.
Right.
Like, think about how clearly NPR communicates.
Sure, when Steve Inskeep says, this is Morning Edition, you know exactly what it means.
That's right, time to turn off the alarm and sleep for another half hour.
Oh, when NPR security tells us if they catch us in the building one more time, they're going to lock us in the janitorial closet. You see how clear and concise that is? Cause, effect.
Well, before they stuff us in with the used vacuum bags, we'd be happy to take a crack at your car question. The number is 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Yeah, this is Ken in Bluffton, Indiana.
Hi, Ken.
Bluffton.
Close to Fort Wayne.
Okay.
Fort Wayne. Gotcha.
Well, we have a 1995 Ford Contour. It's a manual transmission, and when you come up to a stop sign or a stoplight or a parking place or something and have the car idling, it will occasionally make a funny sound and stall.
Mm.
This is with the clutch out or with it out of gear. And the noise is like this. It goes, ooh.
Where's the noise coming from?
Well, that's hard to tell. You can hear it throughout the car, and you can't tell where it's coming from.
It's not from somebody in the back seat. We know
it's
that.
Not somebody with a piece of tissue paper and a comb.
No. And it's a funny sound. It sounds like a cow mooing.
So it happens if you're coming to a stop, and it stalls before you even get to stop.
But then I'm going to guess that it starts right up again.
Oh, yeah, it'll always start right up again and run normally.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked two mechanics about it. One Ford mechanic said he'd never heard of it before, and another mechanic suggested that the throttle body might be dirty or the mass sensor, and I checked that out, and I found a sign on the throttle body which said, do not clean this throttle body.
Right.
So I didn't.
All right. You qualify, Ken, for the cockamamie answer of the week.
Okay. Great. Well, I mean, it's an unusual situation.
And, it is. And this calls for drastic.
It calls for draconian measures.
Drastic
here.
Measures.
Go ahead. I can hardly wait, man. I mean, did this just come to you, or have you been developing it as Ken was giving us the details?
Before I even knew he was from Bluffton, I was working on
the
answer.
You were working on the Bluffton.
All right, see if you'll go for this. There is a tube that connects the throttle body to the airflow sensor.
Yeah.
Okay, and that tube conveys the air that's been sensed.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happens is the engine uses the air combustor fuel, but that air has to pass through the airflow sensor first. And then it travels through this tube, which is, I don't know how long, a foot or so long.
Yeah.
Whereupon it goes through the throttle body
and into
the cylinders.
Yeah.
If there were a crack in that tube.
I love it already.
Okay. That would account for two things.
The noise.
The moo.
Yeah.
And the stalling out.
Uh-huh.
Now, yeah, I know you're going to say that you examined this thing carefully.
No, I really haven't examined that tube, no.
Thank God. Well, I do like it.
But I would examine that thing, and if that's not it, don't ever call back.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
See you, Ken.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was very good, Frank. Very good.
I had to get rid of him. I knew that we'd have him on for half an hour if I didn't know what I mean. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Joanna from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Joanna.
Joanna.
Yes.
What are we doing for you today?
Oh, I need major help.
Okay, what's up?
I have a 16-year-old son who's in the market for a car.
Oh, man.
But it's not just any car. He wants an ice cream truck.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
He must have seen that Cheech and Chong movie.
Exactly. You got it.
He doesn't want a milk truck so he can drive standing up?
We've talked about this. I've suggested those things. But yeah. It's an ice cream truck he wants. So. Oh,
really?
We went to look at one.
You actually went to one?
But it's a 1969 GMC ice cream truck.
Yeah.
That's old.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. There aren't any new ice
cream. But whatever
parts
that you can't buy for this, you can make out of clay.
That's kind of what it looked like.
Or coat hangers.
Right. You're describing it exactly.
Maybe you asked this question and you didn't get a satisfactory answer.
Why?
Why?
He said it would be cool. And, you know, I got to count my blessings. It's, you know, he doesn't want...
He doesn't want a Viper. He doesn't want a Z3.
Exactly.
One of those stupid cars. He wants an ice cream truck, and I think this is a wonderful thing. This shows that you have done something right raising this kid.
Or real wacky.
Well, both. But anyway, so I went to see this thing, and, you know, neither one of us are real mechanics.
Yeah.
And I drove this thing, and first of all, if there had been any people on the street, I would have run over them because there was minimal visibility, but I suspect that could be fixed. But it's also, there's a lot of rust, and it's automatic but doesn't have power steering, which
was a
challenge for me.
Yeah.
Not that I'll be driving it, but if I lose my
car. He will when he borrows your car.
It'll be something to fall back on.
Yeah.
And like when he parked it, things fell off.
Well, probably they were unnecessary. So you would actually consider driving this thing as a backup vehicle if you had to?
Oh, sure I would.
Oh, I want to meet you. Well, I think you should go for this thing. Before you plunk down the $75 they want for it, you should try to get it someplace to see if it's sound of body.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing applies to ice cream trucks as applies to any used car that you buy. You can't trust you or your son or your neighbors or anybody else to evaluate the car. You got to take it to someone who can really check it all out.
Yeah.
But if you're satisfied that the thing is sound or can be made sound for not much money, then you should do it. And you can because it has that big expanse of sheet metal on the side, you can have someone put windows and so as to improve the visibility. You could just carve a big hole in the side.
Yeah, I mean, since he's not going to use it as an ice cream truck, we presume.
Yeah.
And the ice cream truck part of it probably doesn't work anyway.
Well, actually, it does.
It does.
Which was a plus to him. But it even has the freezer.
It does.
And it works.
And it works.
But, and the music plays and the light goes around.
Oh!
But the problem is, there's no air conditioning.
Oh, of course not.
No, when you get too hot, you jump in with the ice creams.
That's exactly what he said.
What are they asking for this thing?
Well, they were asking $1,800.
I'll take it. I love it.
I know. But
I can understand how we could fall in love. And you just don't want to fall in love with something that's going to be headaches for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Yes, over four of his wives.
I have been there, done that.
Well, you have our wholehearted support in this endeavor.
Yeah.
We're not going to try to talk you out of it because we think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, is your son... forget the question. I was going to say, is he sane? But he's 16 years old, so that's a ridiculous question. Of course he's not. Is he in any way responsible? Nah, that's a ridiculous question, too.
Is he in the band? Does he play in the band at school?
Not the band, but...
He's into music.
He's into music, yeah.
He is.
Is he in the drama club?
No.
He's not. Should be.
No kidding.
But when you do buy the thing, send us a picture of you behind the wheel.
We'll send you pictures.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's like wanting a pony.
Well,
I always wanted a pony.
I got a pony.
You did?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? I got a pony.
They told me I couldn't have a pony.
As soon as you went off to college, you got me a pony. You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. They were waiting for you to leave, man. Oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Shemp was his name. Actually, Joanna's call gave me an idea.
What? You're going to start a line of click and clack ice cream trucks?
No, I'm going to drill a rack of bells to your forehead so I know when you're coming, I can run away.
Look, come on. We got important stuff to do today. We have to communicate clearly why we need listeners' money.
Well, here's a good reason. Your pledges pay for a huge percentage of the station's budget, and without them, we'd face some very grim choices.
For instance, we might have to sell naming rights to your favorite shows.
Like Lysol's Fresh Air.
Or This American Express Life.
Or General Motors Car Talk. Woo!
The first thing they do is change hosts.
Well, don't let it come to that. Make your pledge now so the station can remain an independent public voice in this community.
How about a Prairie Home Find Your True Companion dating service?
Please pledge now. Here's the number to call.
The number is 760-2010 to pledge your support to Nashville Public Radio. We also have a toll-free line. That's 866-760-2010. Or you can go online and pledge at WPLN.org. You're supporting programming like Car Talk and everything that you hear on this station. I just got to say, good morning. I'm Nina Cardona in with Ken Mastery this morning.
Hello.
And I was thinking of you, Ken, during this last segment, and they were talking about the ice cream truck and the teenage boy, and I know you've got a son swiftly approaching that age. Can you picture him behind the wheel of an ice cream truck?
That's correct. He is already a teenager, and yes, he's already wanting to drive, and he would probably do that.
I can just see him behind the ice cream truck. Good for carrying around a cello. Not lots of room. Yeah. 760-2010, if you can kind of see yourself and the people you know in these great calls that they get on Car Talk. You know, that's the fun of Car Talk, isn't it? It's that kind of slice of life from all of these people that you're not just hearing about their cars. You're hearing about, you can just imagine that kid who wants that ice cream truck. Can't you just picture him behind the wheel of this, what did they say, 1965? Something
I missed
like
it.
That?
I can't remember.
Old enough that parts are falling off when they park it. That's the fun of just hearing from regular folks the really funny stuff that's going on in their lives. Usually if it drives you to call Car Talk instead of just going to your mechanic, there's a good story there. 760-2010. It's just, you know, it's just another kind of storytelling. We do a lot of serious, very informative storytelling on the news programming, but we're making that same kind of connection in a more fun way on the weekends with these shows like that. It doesn't come cheap. It doesn't come free. And like they said, a large percentage of the funding for any public radio station comes from members. And right now, we're at a moment in WPLN's life where it is the largest source of support. There is nothing more important. There is nothing bigger when you look at our, you know, the funding pie here at WPLN than just individuals who've made that call and have decided, you know what, I'm just going to do what I can. I'm going to do my part and I'm going to help pay for what I use, for what I listen to. Every time I get in that car and I turn on that radio, 90.3, or if you're off at one of our repeater stations, 91.5, 91.7, that is there for me whenever I want to hear it. And I want to help, you know, pay for that. 760-2010 to do your part. 866-760-2010 or online WPLN.org. And Kim, we've got something special coming up Monday night.
We do indeed. We are giving away a Target gift card for $1,000. And that drawing is taking place, I believe, 7 o'clock Monday evening. And everyone pledging this weekend will have their name into that drawing, and we'll tell you a secret. We'll also be having another drawing for something next week. And so if you don't win that Target card, you'll be entered into the drawing for the next giveaway as well.
It pays off to go ahead and be one of the ones who gets things going. Right now we stand at $125,516 on our way towards our goal, which is much higher than that. But we're going to get there. We're going to get there with your help. 343 of you have made a very first-time pledge to Nashville Public Radio. And we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for helping add to the numbers of people who are helping pay for the programming. 1,470. Ooh, the numbers are going up. 1,479 folks have renewed their commitment to Nashville Public Radio. Thanks so much. You guys are the superstars. You are the ones who really put shows like Car Talk on the air. Just a reminder, if you like to have a little bit of swag to come away with after this experience of pledging to Nashville Public Radio at the $60 level, we would love to send you a thank you gift of a Car Talk reusable shopping bag if you'd like that. Brightly colored, just as brash as Click and Clack themselves are. At the $120 level, and that's $10 a month on bank draft. We've got a cap with an embroidered Car Talk logo on the front, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe on the back. Show the world that you are a Car Talk listener, that you have exceptional taste, and you enjoy a laugh every now and then. 760-2010, 866-760-2010, online, WPLN.org, and thanks.
Hi, we're back. Where you been?
I was communicating clearly with the volunteers in the pledge room.
I told you to stop that.
They were eating all the donuts.
Holding people upside down is not the type of clear communication we're trying to promote today.
All right, you tell them next time.
Well, before all the volunteers walk out, we hope you'll call in a pledge. Right now, we're going to talk about cars, because that's all we know how to do it. If you'd like to call us, the number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, guys. This is Jill and Sean on the road from Albuquerque.
Jill and Sean.
Jill and Sean. Sean, we're on a road trip for about the last week. We have been in the car, and we have not been more than 2 feet away from each other the whole time. So starting to feel like I'm not Jill by myself. Jill and Sean. So I'm on the phone. He's in the background.
Okay.
But my question is we are traveling in a 2004 Subaru Forester.
Yeah.
The car runs great. The relationship is great. We're not fighting with each other yet.
Oh.
But I have a cooking question for you. We have been trying to save money, time, and also just for the fun of it. We're trying to cook under the hood of the car.
Oh, boy.
So we have tried enchiladas so far, but it took over 2 hours to heat them up.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long time to wait.
Yeah.
Well, you got to start lunch in the morning.
Well, my problem is I have a friend who is a truck driver, and he said he cooks this way all the time. But he said we might have trouble because this is a small car.
Well, it's a small car, and also because it's Subarus have something called horizontally opposed engines, it doesn't lend itself to putting
stuff where it can get hot
on the exhaust manifold,
okay,
because the exhaust manifolds are underneath.
Buried.
You know, and you'd have to attach stuff from the underside of the vehicle, whereas a lot of cars, you could actually sit a rolled-up enchilada or something on the exhaust manifold. If you had a six-cylinder engine, for example, you'd have plenty, or even a four-cylinder. If you had a four-cylinder Toyota, you could cook stuff in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, the top of the engine doesn't get very hot.
Tonight, we're having meatloaf.
Oh, man, you got to...
Where?
Tonight?
Where
no,
do
no,
I
no, tomorrow night you're having the meatloaf.
Tomorrow night you're having the meatloaf, exactly.
Where do I put the meatloaf, and how long do I have to cook this thing? Because it's beef. I mean, this is...
Yeah, you don't want to undercook it. You could be dead.
Right.
Jeez,
so
I
is
mean,
this car not
well, wait a
set
minute,
up
now,
for cooking?
Let us think about it, because if we tied it with wire, you might be able to get to a piece of the exhaust system.
Well, you could. If you look from the top down... If you were on, let me see, if you're on the passenger side of the vehicle and you look straight down to the ground, you would actually see part of the exhaust system as it exits the engine and heads towards the back of the car. Okay, and I'm not so sure if you can't even see part of the catalytic converter there.
Ooh.
You could do...
Whoa!
You could do a steak on that baby. So if you could fashion a package out of aluminum foil...
And you're going to have to wrap a piece of wire around it.
And then probably flip it halfway through.
Oh, I don't even have to flip it. It's going to be cooking in its own juices. Oh, I could see some...
Okay. It's going to blow up down there.
Yeah.
And you'll know when it's done. You'll be able to smell it when it catches fire.
Well,
I mean, here's the only problem. The catalytic converter...
So we could smell the enchiladas, and it's going to be a lot easier if it drips down onto the road. I don't care.
Yeah, you may want to try to put some... I'm trying to think. Give me a minute here, because I think you don't want to put the tinfoil directly on the heat shield of the converter, because that converter gets to be like 700 degrees.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, well, maybe 500. You know, but even that's pretty hot. So I think you need
10-minute meatloaf.
You 10-minute meatloaf. I think you need to have something else, some kind of a simple grill. You know, some kind of you know the kind
You're
of a,
crazy.
Wait a minute. You know the kind of a thing that's in your toaster oven. What do you call that thing that you put? You know, if you're gonna heat up a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want something like that to be between the catalytic converter and the wrapped up meatloaf.
You do need that.
Okay. All right.
See, but I think, considering where you are, that you ought to go with more native fare. I think you ought to be think about maybe some armadillos.
We haven't even seen any, and actually, I think there's a legend around here that you don't actually see live armadillos. It's just they're dead on the side of the road.
Oh really? Well,
but they'll certainly find what's under your car.
they'll be tasty. So how many hours and days have you been in the car together?
We left Austin about a week ago, and we're just picking our way. We went through Roswell and stayed a couple of days there.
Oh, that explains a lot. So it takes a week before the insanity really sets in. Is that what you're telling
us? Yeah, it's not here yet, but...
Oh, no, it's there.
That's very good.
Yeah, it's there. Yeah, I mean...
Well, you know, I figure, how many road trips have you been on in your life, and I don't remember any meals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you're in the hospital in Albuquerque for 4 days with food poisoning, you'll remember this meal. You'll remember this meatloaf, all right.
Yeah, these are unforgettable meals.
They certainly will be.
Good luck to you, kid.
Thank you very much. I tell you what
might help. Go to a hardware store and buy yourself a cheap meat thermometer. Because you know, because you could, when you've taken the thing, unstrapped it from the converter, or wherever you decide to place it, if you think it's cooked, you can always jam the meat thermometer in. And if it's 160 degrees or so, you're probably safe.
Very good.
You know, but by the way, you don't have to cook in the converter. You could cook other places on the engine. There are plenty of spots above, you know, that are easy to rest stuff on. The cooking process is considerably slower.
Okay.
You know,
but I like your idea, because if it's on the bottom and it drips down onto the road, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
If it leaks all over the engine and this car smells like enchiladas or meatloaf for the next 1,000 miles, then I do have relationship problems.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. And we're dying. Take some photos, because especially when they're admitting you to the hospital. We're dying to know how this works out. See ya.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Imagine if they're that nuts after only 1 week in the car together. What are they going to be like after two?
What's wacko times two?
You know, well, things happen when you put two people in a confined space for a long time. I mean, look at us.
What do you mean? I haven't changed.
Right, you're already nuts. Anyway, we need to communicate with our listeners one more time about supporting the station.
Well, I think we have to cut out the fluff, as it were.
What would we do for an hour?
No, I mean during fundraising.
Oh.
You know how we say we need your support, we need your pledge? I mean, what we really mean is we need your money. Why don't we just say we need your money?
And when we say please help, please do your part, what we really mean is come on. Who do you think we're talking to? Jackie Gleason, it's you, pal.
Exactly. When we say your pledge is needed to support the programming, what we really mean is if you don't get off your lazy butt, fork over some money soon, we're going to tear all this good stuff off the air and run the soundtrack from Hee Haw. How do you like them apples?
You know, I like this honesty stuff. It's working for me.
So here's the bottom line. Give money now.
These programs are yours. You have to help pay for them.
Sorry to be blunt, but we really do need your call. Thanks in advance, and here's the number to call.
The number to call is 760-2010, or if you prefer, you can do it online at WPLN.org. Good morning. I'm Daniel Potter. I'm one of the reporters in the newsroom here at Nashville Public Radio, in with Nina Cardona and Ken Mastry on this fine Saturday morning at WPLN, where it is our fall pledge drive. This is how we raise the money to keep programs like Car Talk on the air in Nashville, and we cannot do it without your help. Have you been sitting on your hands for a while? Have you been listening to programs like Car Talk and just putting off calling in and pledging? I totally relate to this. I was once like this. I put off becoming a member at WPLN for a long time, for years. And I told myself, you know, I would get around to it one day. At the time, I didn't think I could afford to contribute very much, and so I didn't think what I would contribute mattered. You know, we have a 1,500 new member goal. We are trying to get 1,500 of you that listen but haven't yet pledged before to start. And right now we stand at 344. We have a long way to go. And, as you know, I told you a second ago that I put off becoming a member. That was a mistake.
What changed your mind, Dan?
I realized it wasn't what I pledged so much as that I pledged.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I would say to all the folks that have been sitting on their hands for the last few years. It's not what you pledge, it's that you pledge. We need you, and we just sort of, I mean, more than anything, we just need your participation. We need you to be present.
And, you know, it's really easy to think, oh, man, maybe the most I can do is $10, $20, $35. That's not a lot. What, they're trying to raise $425,000. That is such a drop in the bucket. It totally doesn't matter. But the thing is, I mean, that's $10 we didn't have, you know? And you know how it is. Every now and then there's that craving for something out of the vending machine, and all you've got are nickels, and somehow you can get enough nickels together and you can get that soda or whatever it is. You know, it's the same kind of thing. We're just putting all the nickels together, and every now and then somebody drops in a dollar, somebody drops in a $10 bill, we can go to town, you know? Of course, obviously, we're not talking nickels and $10 bills, but in truth, it's whatever you can do, though, is more than we had before, and whatever you can do is helping pay for what you've used. 760-2010, 866-760-2010, or online WPLN.org.
Now is an excellent time to pledge, in part because we are entering you in a couple of drawings. I'll tell you about one right now. Monday night, we are giving away a $1,000 gift card to Target to one lucky WPLN listener member. That could be you. Well, it could be you if you pledge, or if you just give us a call. It can't be you if you don't call us, or if you don't go online at WPLN.org.
See, now there's no reason not to.
There's really no reason not to.
Yeah, none at all. And it's fast, it's easy, it's a painless call, I promise, and you're totally in the driver's seat. You're going to decide how much you're going to pledge. You're going to decide whether or not you want a thank you gift. We've got a number of different gifts available at different levels, and the volunteer will be able to tell you about those, or you can see them online. You're going to decide if you want us to send you a bill, or do you want to set up a bank draft, maybe take $5 out of your bank account every month, or $10, in just some, you know, manageable little chunk that ends up being able to help you contribute that much more to Nashville Public Radio. You totally decide all of those little things, and it only takes about 2 minutes maybe to make the call, and that's with a really friendly person who might live down the street from you for all you know.
Fellow public radio listener, no
absolutely
doubt.
760-2010 is our phone number. Our toll-free line is 866-760-2010. Or you can go online and pledge at WPLN.org.
Nina mentioned bank draft a second ago. I just want to sell you on that for a second. Think about it. I know it's asking for somebody to say, hey, can I have 60 bucks? No, you can't have 60 bucks. I don't have 60 bucks. But if I said, hey, can I have 5 bucks this month and 5 bucks next month, and we'll just sort of make a habit out of it? Yeah, sure, you can have $5. Remind me about it in 4 or 5 weeks. We'll do this again. No big deal. Bank
draft.
That's
exactly what it is. Yeah.
Except
nobody has
it.
To remind you. you
yeah,
set it up and then you don't
better.
Have to think about it. You don't have to think about it again until you decide, okay, maybe I want to stop. Or maybe I want to make it, step it up a little bit. I was giving $5 a month, and, you know, I've been listening a lot more than $5 worth a month. Maybe I'll step it up to $10 a month.
It's
maybe
your call.
Maybe I really like that Car Talk hat that's at the $120 level. Maybe I really want to go see Steve Inskeep when he comes to town next month. That's at the $120 level. I'd like to step it up to $10 a month because that gets me at the $120 level. 760-2010, whatever amount is right for you. 866-760-2010, online, WPLN.org. This is how Car Talk gets on the air. This is how What Do You Know gets on the air. This is how Morning Edition and All Things Considered and Prairie Home Companion and everything that you listen to on WPLN. This is how it happens. This is where it all starts, is with your pledge. 760-2010, toll free 866-760-2010, or online, WPLN.org. And thanks.
This is 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio, 91.5 WTML Tullahoma, and 91.7 WHRS Cookeville. You can find a complete